Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
LinkedIn wants to start trending, and it's got a new trending storylines feature to prove it. More straight ahead.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. So Microsoft has some new plans for LinkedIn. Wednesday, it announces a new stream of links to news and posts from the site in a bid to convince customers to linger around a little longer. The new feature called Trending Storylines is the latest attempt by LinkedIn to amp up user engagement. After all, it does have 467 million members. Is this a good start? Let's get a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green, who is joining us from Seattle. Welcome back, Jay.
Thanks, Tanya.
So LinkedIn seems to be one of those platforms that everyone has, most of us at least, but we don't use a terrible amount. So it's looking to change that with this new feature, Trending Storylines. Break down how Trending Stories will work.
So starting today in the U.S., and it'll expand globally later, LinkedIn is highlighting sort of the hot stories, the biggest stories of the day. And so on the website, for example, in the top right corner, you'll see a list of a handful of stories under the heading, what people are talking about now. And so on my feed right now, I'm just looking, there's something about Instagram hitting an advertising milestone. There's news about Starbucks hiring 240,000 employees by 2021. And so what LinkedIn has done is put that there in the hopes that folks like me will click on those and stay on the website longer.
And what kind of protocol do they have in place? How do they account for what trends? Is it human-based? Is it algorithm-based? How does that work?
The answer is yes. It's both.
Okay.
they have hired 25 employees around the globe for an editorial team that will select and, in some cases, right on the big issues of the day, but they also have some algorithms working on that stuff as well.
And I've noticed slowly, like let's say within the past couple of years, it seems like it's looked a lot more like Facebook or Twitter with subtle changes to the timeline and a little bit more user engagement. Is that the ultimate goal, to be something a little bit more like Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, I think that it has been trying to do that, and that is the ultimate goal. And you know, the reason, there are kind of two big reasons for it. One is, LinkedIn makes money through sponsored content. So the longer you're on the site, the more likely you're going to come across sponsored content, which is essentially ad-driven copy, and LinkedIn makes a fair amount of money that way. But the other reason is kind of more interesting and subtle one, and that is LinkedIn figures the longer you're on the website, the more likely you will be to update your profile, mm-hmm. talk about your latest job, make connections. And that data is actually really important for Microsoft, which paid $27 billion for LinkedIn last
right.
year. Because with that data, Microsoft knows more about you. And so, for example, when it weaves LinkedIn with its customer relationship management software, which is what sales reps use, those sales reps can better target folks to try and sell them a variety of goods.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green about LinkedIn's new feature, Trending Storylines. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jay, you look at this realistically, and it's so interesting because, you know, social media is such a cramped space, and it looks like they have a really solid game plan in order, but I imagine their biggest challenge is just getting users to engage in such a competitive social platform.
Yeah, I think that's the big question, right? I mean, there are only so many hours in a day, and,
right.
you know, I have a Facebook account, I have a Twitter account, I'm not always thrilled with the way those work, but they seem to, you know, solve a need that I have. I'm not sure as a user that LinkedIn is adding enough more to make me carve out some additional time in my day to go check out that feed. But for some folks, I know that it's true. So, yeah, big challenge, though, you know, if they can get folks to find a little bit more time to spend on LinkedIn.
We shall see. Jay Green, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. For more on his story, check out wsj.com/tech. That will do it for this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. As always, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.